Good morning. Welcome to Trinity Alliance Church. I'm Jessie. I'm the associate pastor here, and I am so glad to be here with all of you today. I hope that whether you are a visitor or an old timer, that you experience the love of God today, being with his people, being in the service. And I hope that you experience the love of God every day, because we're invited to receive his love every day, to abide in Christ, to enjoy Jesus. And that's really what we're all about at Trinity Alliance, is enjoying Jesus. Well, we have a different service for you today. Pastor Sean is going to be taking a break from his Revelation series. And so if you've missed a week or something, you have time to catch up. You can always go to our website or our YouTube page, and you can follow along. If there's a sermon or a week that you missed, you can catch up, and we'll catch up, we'll pick back up next week. And so instead of the regular sermon this week, Pastor Sean is going to be sharing the stories of three different people who are taking faith-filled risks to join Jesus in strengthening and building his kingdom. And I am so excited for those stories. And on that note, I just wanted to share a quick personal story myself. I've shared with you guys before how I first placed my faith in Jesus in high school. And very, very shortly after, I was in Sunday school with the high schoolers, and we were sharing prayer requests. And I shared that, you know, my parents had just recently divorced. My dad had just recently left, and it was really tight. There was not a whole lot of food in the house, and it was near the end of the month. And I was new to church. I had experienced God's love, but I had not really seen it lived out in action like I did that day. The youth group right then and there took an offering of just the quarters and the dollar bills that they had in their pockets, and they sent me home with, to be honest, I'm not sure how much. Maybe it was only $30, but my mom was so overwhelmed by how kind my new church friends were, and we went grocery shopping that day, and we pulled through the end of the month. You know, I think $30 went a little further in the 90s. but you know, that wasn't it. I believe the youth pastor must have had a chat with the deacons. And a few weeks later, the deacons came over after church one day and met my mom. And they said, you know, we understand that you guys are going through a hard time. And while we can't help with everything, we'd like to help with grocery money. And my mom was so overwhelmed again by the generosity of this church that really didn't even know her. The church continued to bless us as every year from high school until I got married, they gave us a gift card for Safeway around the holidays so that we could have a holiday dinner. And it just continues to speak to me how the body of Christ can care for one another, how we can be the family of God together. And the people in the church did this because they believed that God had blessed them, and they wanted to share those blessings with others. And so many of them didn't just tithe to give to the ministry needs of the church, but they gave additionally to the benevolence fund to care for the needs of the church family. And I'm sharing all of this with you because I want you to know that we too have a benevolence fund. And I know that many of you have been asking, how can we help one another who may be going through a hard time right now? And so I want you to know that you are always invited to give when the offering baskets come around to the general ministry needs of the church, but you're also always invited to make a note on the memo line of your check and designate part of that towards the benevolence fund. And then we as the church can use that to care for one another. We also have a webpage on our site with community resources if that is a need for you or for someone else that you know. Those are resources in the community. But we would love to be able to know if you have need, and maybe we can come alongside in some way. So please, if you have need, please come speak with me or someone else on staff, Pastor Sean or Laura or anyone else. And again, I just love how this demonstrates how we are the family of God. And I want to invite you that if you want to find out more about what it means to be the family of God right here at Trinity Alliance, then I hope that you'll hang out with me next Sunday after second service for our membership class. Now, I know that certain people don't like the words membership or class, but really, this is just an opportunity to find out more about our church. And you're welcome to just come and learn. You're welcome to continue to discern with the Lord. Is this the group of people that he's inviting you into for fellowship in this season? And so we will have lunch, so if you could just sign up, that would be wonderful, and we'd be so happy to have you. And so there are lots of other things happening. Those are all in your bulletins. I'll let you look that over on your own or on our website, and I'm going to pass it over to Pastor Sean now.
Thank you, Jesse. And yes, good morning again. I'm Pastor Sean, and I just love being a part of this community, love being here on Sunday mornings, love worshiping with all of you, love connecting with people during the week. One of the things that we are, a part of our identity as Trinity Alliance Church folks, is that we are seeking to enjoy, to fully enjoy our relationship with Jesus Christ. And that's our vision statement. That's our desire, is to make Jesus number one in all of our lives. And that is the primary focus of every day of our life, is to enjoy Jesus. One of the key ways that we enjoy Jesus is by joining him. He is always with us, but are we always with him, right? And so I think that's the challenge sometimes, is if we're going to enjoy Jesus, we've got to stay in proximity to him. We want to continue to walk in his ways. I've described it as his nudges, as we're walking through a garden and he's holding our hand. And like when you walk with someone who's a close friend of yours or a loved one of yours, if you're holding hands, you don't have to say a word. You know which direction to go, because one of you will say, I want to go this way, by just kind of a little pull, a little nudge on the hand, and we know, oh, we're going to go this way now. And Jesus does that with us as well. He gives us these little hand nudges, say, let's go this way. I want to go this way. Now, we oftentimes want to go our own way, right? And so we are nudging Jesus, and he is very gracious, and he'll still go with us. But it's always better when we go with him. And so today, what we want to do in our service today, we have three different testimonies that we're going to hear, stories we're going to hear, interactions that we're going to hear from three different folks to consider the different ways that maybe Jesus has nudged them and how they've walked in this, right, and what they're doing in the midst of that. And so as we do that, I hope that all of us will be listening. Because the reality is that we have a God who has invited us into his kingdom, but he's not invited us into his kingdom to sit in the back corner and not do anything. He's not invited us into his kingdom just to sit and receive all the things he has for us. He's invited us into his kingdom to join him as he continues to expand that kingdom. To strengthen it and to build it. That's Jesus's heart. That's what he's always doing. And so I hope as we hear these different stories, these different testimonies, these different encounters, different individuals that we get to know today, that we would be listening to what the Holy Spirit maybe is inviting us into. What's the role that he wants us to play? What's he inviting us to partner with him, to join him in as he continues to build and strengthen his kingdom? Makes sense? Sounds like fun, right? Yeah, it's going to be amazing. So good. All right, so first we have Joey Flores, who's going to come and share. Now, I introduced you guys a little bit to Joey last week, so he's new maybe to many of you. Alyssa, come on up as well. Thank you. Yeah, it'd be awesome. So Joey and Alyssa, Joey's our candidate for our next gen pastor position. And so I've met Joey a couple of months ago and have gotten to know him over the last couple of months in a lot of different ways. This last week, he's been busy meeting so many different people in the church. So I hung out with the elders last Sunday, went to youth group on Wednesday, hang out with the parents and with the teens. Friday, he came to our staff meeting, and so I hung out with the staff. And then today, he gets to hang out with you guys. So we are excited to have him here. He really doesn't like people, so this has been really hard. Nah. Not at all, not at all. No, he loves people, and he would love to get to know you guys as well. So after the service today, he will be hanging around. We encourage you, if you'd like to have an individual conversation with either one of them, both of them, whatever that looks like, we would encourage you to do that. Again, we're nearing the end of this process. Things are looking great with Joey, but still finally, you know, getting those final discernments from the Lord if this man and this wife is going to be the next group of our next gen. So, with that introduction, I'll let Joey and Alyssa share whatever the Lord's laid on their heart for the next few minutes. Go, take it.
The challenge in that is he said a couple minutes. He told me 5 minutes, and the more you get to know me, the more you might learn that I like to talk. My name is Joey. This is my wife, Alyssa. She is a 7th and 8th grade teacher at RSTEM, so she teaches science and math, and I would let her talk, but we really only have a few minutes, and I really need to take up as much as I can, so if you want to say hello.
Hi, guys.
There you go. I've been a Christian since 7th grade. I was invited to a Christian church by my friends, they had a lock-in. A lock-in is, you know, it's old school, and some of us who are a little older, we understand what that, it's when we gathered together at the church, and they locked the doors, and we spent the night there. The truth is, they actually took us bowling at midnight, they took us swimming at the community pool at midnight, we did all this fun stuff, but in the middle of the night, with all these children, junior hires present, they had this little old lady come out, and she just shared the gospel. She used one of those flannel graph boards, so maybe we remember. That's how old I am. They had a flannel graph board, and she just presented the gospel, and I heard it, and I said, I want a relationship with Jesus. I want a relationship with God. I want a personal relationship. So she asked, who wants to make Jesus their Lord and Savior? And I raised my hand. I was the only one who did, because it turns out I was the only one that hadn't already been going to that youth group. I was the one kid that they reached out to and said, hey, let's get Joey to this thing. He's going to love it. And but I was saved, and then even that summer, the junior high youth pastor came to me and said, hey, we're going to send you to the junior high summer camp, and I heard this message of giving your life for the Lord, surrendering your life, making him Lord of your life, and just choosing to every day choose him. And they said, who wants to raise your hand if you want to live for the Lord and serve him for the rest of your life? And so I was, again, the only guy who raised his hand, because I was the only one who was, I was new. And so I raised my hand, and I think that moment I was filled with the Holy Spirit. And since then, just pursuing Jesus and pursuing how I could live my life for the Lord. I went to Simpson in 98 to study to be youth ministry. I went 3 years, and then I couldn't get another dollar, so I had to drop out. And by that time, I'd already met Alyssa, and we were able to get her through it. So she finished her degree and then got credentialed. And then the goal was always for me to go back to Simpson and finish my degree. As it was, the way life went, I did not go back until a few years ago, and I did go back and finish my degree, but the plan was a 20-year plan, and now I have a degree from Simpson. I'm an alumni. Yes, I'm no longer a college dropout. I was told by a professor at Simpson, hey, I wouldn't hire anybody who wasn't already serving at a church, so you need to find a church that you could serve at. So I just, as it was, I had some friends going to a church that was local, and I just got a ride with them, and for the last 25 years, I've been serving as a volunteer leader at another church, serving in high school ministries, and then more recently in young adult ministries. But I've always had a heart for students. I always have a heart for junior hires and high schoolers. I've gone to 23 summer camps in a row. So as a leader, as a counselor, my wife and I have both served at that. I've gone to countless retreats. I've gone to winter camps and a lot of fun things. So I love serving. I love being around high schoolers, and I love serving them. I love pointing the way to Jesus to them. I think I just love that demographic. My high school years was very formative to who I am today, and I'm very grateful for the youth group that I was a part of, that I was invited to to come to a Christmas lock-in and find Jesus. Recently, just feeling this calling to go back, and you know, we've been serving as volunteer leaders, but lately And it's been a couple years building, but a few months ago, just got to this point where it's like, no, I'm feeling called to step into ministry full time, to stop, to make it my first fruits, my first priority, instead of coming to ministry after working all week somewhere else. It just was a desire placed on my heart, and so thankfully through a friend, I got to meet Sean a couple months ago, and it just so happens that they're looking for a next-gen pastor, and so just through the course of a lot of conversations with him and a lot of conversations with the elders and the hiring committee, I'm now standing here before you guys introducing myself. I feel called into ministry. I feel called to work with youth in this season, and I have a big heart for them. I've been very grateful. Some of you guys have come up to me today and said, "Oh, I remember you from like 2 months ago." That was when we met Sean, and we said, "Well, we should probably go check out the church." And so the first thing that impressed on both of us when we walked in the door was the welcoming, the smiling faces. People came over to us and said, "Hey, who are you? You're new," and greeted us. We felt, before we left the day, that we just felt connected, and we felt the spirit of hospitality here. And that's something that we think we walk with, the gifts of hospitality also. We love people, we love connection, and we've been very grateful for who we've gotten to meet this last week. And it's you guys are about community too. So are we.
So good. Thank you, Joey. Thank you, Alyssa. It's been really a privilege to get to know them over the last couple months. I just encourage you today, again, just at the table between, take some time to go over and have a conversation with them if you can manage it. If you need to elbow somebody out of the way, say, "Time, you're done. It's my turn to ask a question." Just do that, whatever. Lots of people, I'm sure, would love to get to know you guys better. So, again, I part of what I love about Joey's story is, again, that the courage that it takes sometimes to follow in the Lord's ways, right? You know, after 20 years of volunteer ministry, for many of us, it can just be, okay, well, that's what I'm supposed to do. And the call that we had when we were younger, kind of like, oh, yeah, that was, I must have missed it or something. But to be sensitive and open and listening to the Spirit call again and say, okay, now is the time for you to step into this, and having the courage to let go of the things that are comfortable, the things that he's been doing for the last 20 years, take a risk to move on from that and to try something different is a beautiful thing. And so I just I connect with that heart and that desire. I want to do risky things for Jesus, right? I want him to invite me out of my comfort zone and go and see what happens, because I believe that those are always where the greatest things are experienced. This job I'm in right now, this position, is the hardest thing I've ever done, but it's also the greatest thing I've ever enjoyed. Like, it's been amazing what I've experienced. Painful at times, difficult at times, over and over again, like, oh my gosh, I can't do this all the time. But at the same time, my relationship with Jesus has just gone through the roof, and I just love what he's doing in me and how he's blessed me and how he continues to guide and direct me in the midst of hard. And so anyway, so just encourage you to be continuing to think about that. We're going to move now into a time of worship. We're also going to dismiss our kids to their children's center. So kids, you can head out. Middle school and high school, you guys can head out after the worship set we're going to do.
Hi, my name is Bertie Wolski. I've been a part of Trinity Alliance Church for about around 2 years, and I'm a recent graduate of Simpson University. While I was there, I had the opportunity to work at the Bean Scene, the coffee shop on campus. While at the Bean Scene, I've had lots of opportunities to share and witness to my coworkers, including my manager. Her name's Jill. She hasn't placed her trust in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, but she's very open after having worked on a Christian college campus for the past couple of years. She's really a people person. She's loved by all the students, and she loves all the students. Through lots of interactions, not just my own interactions, but other people interacting with her, she's been able to see the real heart of Jesus. For example, with myself, so I have this coffee drink that I always get at the Bean Scene. When I was going through the 21-day fast last year that we did as a church family, I was doing a Daniel fast where I cut out sugar and I cut out animal products, including dairy. So She was asking why I wasn't getting the same drink that I always do. And I had this great opportunity to share that I was fasting, right? So, and I was afraid to share that I was fasting at first. You know, I was thinking, shouldn't I be keeping this all personal, just me and Jesus, right? But I felt a certain peace in telling her, just as I would tell a spiritual mentor who I want to pray with me as I'm going through a time of seeking Jesus. I wanted to share with Jill, just as I would share with any other Christian, using the same language that I would, so that it could produce curiosity within my manager, Jill. And that's what happened. She asked, so why do Christians fast? And I had this really great opportunity to share. I'm kind of an analytical thinker. I like to think through well-reasoned things, and on the fly I didn't have like this drafted out speech or anything, and she probably didn't want that. But I was able to tell her, well, according to Pastor Sean at least, and I believe that when we fast, it's this declaration that God is the source and provider of our life, and I can set aside these other things for a time to focus my attention on the one true source and provider. And it sparked some other conversation and stuff, and she just seemed really receptive to that one little step, perhaps towards faith, and that's what I'm praying towards for her. So with Jill, I've had this great opportunity to share about why I fast and why I do these different spiritual disciplines. And I'm hoping that through living out my faith and using Christian language even, sometimes we get afraid to use our Christian language especially to our bosses and stuff in fear of whatever or just not being understood. But I think one thing I learned from the Blessed Seminar last year was that if we're speaking one way to our Christian brothers and sisters and another way to the world, then the world won't really they won't really get that curiosity spark of why do you have this light inside of you? Why are you so excited and passionate about this man, Jesus Christ? And I think in this little way, I was able to share a little bit of the truth and love of Jesus Christ with Jill. I pretty vividly remember her saying, wow, I really like that. And she even voiced some agreement, like, because it's not that if you're not a believer in Jesus Christ that you don't believe in God at all. I think for Jill, there's this concept of a God. I think she's slowly able to move towards this idea of a God who wants a deep and personal relationship with each one of us. That can be experienced through things like fasting and prayer and giving to the poor.
Lord, because you have given everything for us, we willingly, freely, excitedly give everything back to you. So Lord, we just pray that you'd help us to walk with you. Lord, help us to feel the nudges as you direct our path. And may we choose to listen and follow those nudges. Lord, may we trust and expect that you will bless us with those nudges, that they're not nudges into pain and suffering, they're nudges into glory, they're nudges into your kingdom, they're nudges into the depth of your love. And so, Lord, I just thank you for this service that we've had today, and we thank you for your amazing love for us. May we each and every one of us claim and live out the promise and the perspective that is communicated in Acts 1:8. That we will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon us, and then we will be witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and even to the end of the earth. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for being with us this morning. Just a quick apology. I teased that the high school, middle school would be dismissed. They weren't. Sorry. That was my bad. I got my bad. Anyway, sorry about that. Anyway, we've got the table between. Just to encourage you to interact. Lots of people to interact with today. I hope you can connect with somebody, either Joey or Birdie or with Sarah or anybody else that you run into. If you'd like prayer, we have the prayer team up front. We would love to pray for you, whatever may be going on. We feel like we'd love to come alongside you in that. Church, have a great Sunday. God bless you.